Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 45. And what a podcast it is. Probably the best ever podcast you're likely to hear. Tonight I've got some fantastic music for you. It's a Sunday night. I've just come back off holiday. I bought back some fantastic beer, 18 pints of it in one of these little barrel things called Wherry Beer from a local brewery in Norfolk where I've just been on holiday. Had a lovely time. I've written half an album, which is always very nice. And I've got some fantastic music for you tonight. Mostly English music, British music. It's just worked out that way. And the first band I'm going to play you is a band that's been emailing me backwards and forwards for a couple of weeks now. And they're a fantastic band. And this is a track called Don't Fool Yourself. This is by The Rebs. Listen to this. This is brilliant. This will get us going. Good evening. Could I ask you for this next dance, please? That was The Rebs and Don't Fool Yourself. Now, The Rebs, bit of a local band, a Hampshire band. I think, I kind of know they are because they're friends of Paul Lane. You remember Paul Lane? He was in last week talking about local gigs for... Oh, it's all falling apart here. Local gigs that are happening in... where am I? I'm in Hampshire. Sorry, the beer's starting to take effect now. I'm on my second pint. You know what it's like when you've got a thirst on and you're a bit thirsty. You're a bit lively. I'm a bit lively tonight. It's 9:30 on a Sunday night. It's a bit dark outside.
Is it dark?
Yeah, it's very dark outside. And I'm a bit, beer's... I've got a thirst. This is my second pint and it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous beer. And because you've got lots of it downstairs and you can just... Well, I have anyway. And you can just... I'm doing the motions for it here. The actions. You can open the little thing up, open the tap up and pour yourself a little pint. You think, oh, that's very nice. So anyway, let me tell you about the Rebs. I can't tell you an awful lot about the Rebs, to tell you the truth. I might get a bit moany about MySpace again. Oh, I hate doing it. I'm really sorry. I don't want to become this sort of moaning bastard that talks about the bloody MySpace. But not only... Where do I start with MySpace? Well, look, people don't give an awful lot of information on MySpace anyway. It crashes. I have to use a special browser. I can't even use my normal browser to open it because there's so much stuff jammed into it. It's like a little matchbox, and they've just jammed in loads of shit into MySpace to try and make it, you know, a social networking site, which it's not. And people still use it, and you know, and it was interesting today. I was looking at MySpace. Oh, hang on. Look, let me whine about MySpace a bit later on. I'm going to play this track now. And who is this track by? I think this is from a band called Postcode. I'm not too sure where they're from. I was going to tell you about the Rebs, wasn't I? It's all falling apart a little bit too early in the scene, isn't it? Look, look, if you want to look at the Rebs, if you want to go to MySpace, go to myspace.com/TheRebsMusic. That's R-E-B, The Rebs Music. Go and look at that. I'll have a bit more of a rant about MySpace later on, or I might just forget about it. Who knows? Anyway, look, this is Postcode and Drowning.
My body was lonely.
quite like that. It's nice and noisy, a bit noisy for a Sunday night. Got my neighbours next door, but, you know, I've got to be a bit... Oh, fuck them. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. What does it matter, eh? It's only Sunday. There's Monday and Tuesday and all lots of other days to get upset about it, about noise and stuff. I'm fiddling. I'll take a picture of my desk one. Actually, I might take a picture of my desk to show you what's actually on my desk as I record this, if I can be bothered. Otherwise, it'll just be same old picture of me waving or making some stupid face. Anyway, that was Postcode and Drowning. What have I got written about them? Postcode. They're from the Isle of Man. I got a lot of bands from the Isle of Man. That Clara Barker, she's from the Isle of Man. She's done her finger in and she gets drunk a lot. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. What can I tell you? They're quite worthy. They've got a MySpace page, but they've also got a Reverb Nation page, which they don't advertise, which is a shame, because I saw they had some Reverb Nation widgets on their MySpace page. I know, it's like I'm talking a different language, isn't it? Yeah, you should better hear me today. I was very quiet in my last podcast, wasn't I? I'll tell you why. Because I wasn't using this effect that I sometimes use called male radio, which kind of boosts things up a bit. Because I just thought I was a bit noisy last time, but I think that's because I'm generally a bit noisy. Anyway, they're quite a worthy band. That's what I picked up. I put worthy on my notes here, my extensive notes. Let's say Postcode, Isle of Man, Mike Doherty, Worthy, Reverb Nation, MySpace. Yeah, bloody MySpace. I don't know if I will talk about MySpace, because I think I've talked about it before, but I bloody hate it. I bloody hate you, MySpace, you pig. Right, okay, enough of that. Let's do something else. Now, just before I went on holiday to the Norfolk Broads, it was very nice. We stayed in this little boathouse, me and my wife. Fantastic week we had. I wrote half a new album, which is what I wanted to do. I haven't done the words yet, obviously. I did all the music. Done all the music for about 5 tunes, which I'm quite pleased about. And on the Saturday, just before we left, I was checking my emails and I got sent this email by this band called Burglars of the Heart. Now, I don't know an awful lot about this band, except they all come from, or the guy that sent me the email, whose name is Malcolm Levitt, sent me the email with the track on it. And he lives in Chandler's Ford, which is about 2 miles away from where I live, so he's just up the road. And I listen to this track, and I get sent loads now. This is a very long track, so if you're sitting down, pour yourself a nice cold drink or a nice hot drink. I'm not gonna have one of these. Hang on, this is a Wherries, a pint of Wherries going. Oh, it's like nectar. Honestly, it's like bloody nectar. It's gorgeous stuff. It's about £3 a pint down there. No, it's £3.10 a pint, it is, where we were. Oh, disgrace. £3.10 a pint. Can you believe it? Well, we bought 18 pints of this stuff, and it works out just under £2 a pint. So very happy we are, especially Mrs. Nick. She was very happy with it. And that's the bargain there. What was I on about? Postcode. No, I've done that. Burglars of the Heart. Now, this band may not be your cup of tea, all right? As a lot of... people that get back to me about the podcast, they say, I like your podcast. Not everything's to my taste, and that's fine. It's not meant to be to everybody's taste, because otherwise it'd be just bland and horrible. But it's all to my taste, and that's what's important, isn't it? Because I'm choosing the music. This band reminded me of a band that I used to play with years and years ago, like about 20 years ago. And I can't remember what they were called, this band. I might remember the end of it. But this, the music in this... it's a bit dated, yeah. You might find this a bit dated. The guitar effects are quite dated as well. It sounds a little bit at times like Pink Floyd. Not always a bad thing, but you know what? I bloody love it. I love it. I listened to this track, and it's 7 minutes long, by the way. This track, 7 minutes long. I listened to this track 3 times in a row before I went. Because it reminds me of this band I used to play with called Twilight Heroes. That's what they were called. Twilight Heroes. Fantastic band they were. These guys I played with. I played bass with them. There's one guy who was a keyboard wizard. He really was amazing on keyboards. Another guy playing guitar was fantastic as well. And it all died because the guitarist's girlfriend wanted to come and sing. Oh, and she was dreadful. How many of us have been in that situation? We've joined a band. It's all going well. Then all of a sudden, the guitarist's girlfriend said, I'd like to come and sing, please. And you all go, oh, okay, let's see what you're like. And they're dreadful and you can't say a thing. Been there? Yeah, I've been there a few times before. Anyway, this isn't anything like that. This is fantastic. This is called Slow Burn and this is by Burglars of the Heart. And it is lovely. I'm going to sit back and listen to this.
This earth.
as that started, I thought to myself, oh God, I wonder if she's the guitarist's girlfriend. it doesn't matter though, because she's really good. So that's all right. It's all right. She's brilliant. I love that track. That is gorgeous. But I'm listening to it, I just think, is it just me that thinks this is brilliant? Or is this really brilliant? So let me know. Let me know what you think. Go to the website, itsjustthingonpodcast.wordpress.com, and let me know. Or catch me on Twitter or something. I'm going to play you next. Oh, yeah, I should tell you. They're from... Sorry, this beer is going down beautifully, very well. Next, let me tell you where they're from. Oh, they're from Charlesford, MySpace. They're on MySpace, Burgers of the Heart. If you go to, it's quite interesting to go to their website on MySpace, actually. Which is myspace.com/burglars of the heart. They've got no friends, and they've put their page up and said, look, this is just for you to listen and find out about us. Which is fine, I can understand that to a degree. To a degree, burglars. You can't find out anything about their tracks. Because I've got a few tracks up there. I don't know if any of them are for sale. I want people to sell their tracks. Please sell your tracks, because people want to buy them. People are interested in your music. Please put it up so people can buy. Looking at some of the MySpace sites today that I have been, just to try and get a little bit, just to make some notes and make it look like I'm doing a proper job. I see comments, right, that people have put saying, where can we buy your music? You know, where can we buy your music? You haven't got it. People haven't got it up there. The websites look fantastic. You know, they put all this stuff on it. They go to Pimp My MySpace.com. Look at my arm. They go to Pimp My Bollocks, you know, thing and get it all done up, their website done up. All this stuff to make it look great. And what happens is people will put comments on there where they embed videos in your comments. That's why it takes so long for MySpace to load up, because they embed so much stuff in a site that's not meant to be... I'm moaning again, aren't I? Okay. Burglars of the Heart. Give them a shout and say, look, put some music online so we can download it or we can buy it or whatever. If not, keep listening to the podcast. This is the only track they've sent me so far. Hopefully they'll send me some more, because that's what I get. I only play music that the artists have sent me, with a couple of exceptions, which we'll get to that later on, because I'm going to play Shimshay Katakachan and Otawan Romandez, which is one of my favourite songs of all time. But in the meantime, I'm going to play Toby Duckett. Now, I was going to wait until I was going to do... Because I've got loads of specials planned. But I had some other stuff to do this week, so I didn't do it, like going on holiday. And I was going to save Toby for an instrumental special. But I'm not going to this time. I'm going to play this track for you now. This is Toby Duckett, and this is called Going Back. Again, sit back, relax, listen, and let the music flood over you. Toby Duckett. Thank you.
Hello, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
She drinks, you know. She drinks, that Clara Barker. She drinks and she makes mad, reverb-filled songs. There is a fund, actually, to help her get off her addiction. Not off the booze, off reverb machines. Anyway, that was the fantastic Toby Duckett and Going Back. Now, for Toby Duckett, good lad. Actually, he's on MySpace, but forget that. Go to soundcloud.com. That's SoundCloud, as in a cloud of sound, .com/ Toby Duckett. And that's D-U-C-K-E-T-T. And you can go and catch that track. I think you might be able to download it from there. I'm not too sure. We shall see. We shall see what we shall see. Now, next is a band called Fez. Fez get a lot of attention. So I'll just play the track. It's a really nice track. We're gonna kind of jump around now with Toby and with Burglars of the Heart. We kind of lay back and sort of let it wash over us. Oh, here it comes. Anyway, look, this is Fez and I don't know what it's called. It's called something. Just listen to it. It's brilliant, brilliant. Jump around.
Take some time to run and hide. We're not on your side. We're not.
Brilliant. Were you all jumping around?
Were you? Were you?
Were you, bollocks? Of course you weren't. You were just sitting there listening. That was Fez and a song called Chemicals. And I like that. Very nice. Reminds me of the... I'll tell you what it reminds me of. What does it matter what it reminds me of? Who gives a shit what it reminds me of? I thought that was fantastic. I'm going to play you a track now, ladies and gentlemen, by a guy who sent me this called Kim Griffin. And this is a band called Lost in Wonderland. Oh, I should tell you about bloody Fez, shouldn't I? Let me tell you about Fez. Da-da-da-da-da. Local band. I think they're a local band. See, the thing is with MySpace, you can't tell other bands. Says, we are from here, we are from there, we are whatever. But no, not with MySpace, no. If you want to find out about them, go to myspace.com/WeAreFez. That's F-E-Z. We are Fez. I'm going to tell you about Kim Griffin now. Kim Griffin sent me this great track by a band called Lost in Wonderland. And I can't remember what it's called. So I'm going to be very... Oh, what's it called? Let's go here. Da, 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 da. It's called Kim Griffin. So if I go into here, submissions, Kim Griffin. You see, it's called something. What's it called? Oh, God. Is that under Lost in Wonderland? Oh, here we go. Lost in Wonderland 4 podcast. Kim Griffin. So you've put Lost... So that's what you've done. What you've done, Kim, you see. You've put Kim Griffin, Lost in Wonderland... And then the name of the song. So I don't know. Is that Kim Griffin from the album Lost in Wonderland? Anyway, it's called Where Will You Be, this song. Where Will You Be? And it's very, very nice. And you're going to like it very much. It's another bit of a jump around song. Another jump around song. Are you ready to jump around? Are you? Are you ready? Let's do it. Jump around!
All those times I tried.
Nick Tan's wonderful songs. Do, dear. Yes, Mummy, what can I do? Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy? Yes, dear. Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes. Yes, dear. Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts? Yes, dear. And links to his friends' websites too? Yes, dear. Mummy? Yes, dear. Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there? Yes, dear. What was the address again, Mummy dearest? www.nicktan.co.uk. Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
I haven't played that for a while, have I, those jingles? I was going to do some more. I might do some next week. I've been off for a while. I've got a feeling I might have to go back to work tomorrow, but I'm not too sure. I may have got the dates wrong. I may go back the week after, but I've got stuff to do this week, especially tomorrow. I've got to go and pick up my bass, which has been off, well, one of my basses that's been off for a service, and yeah, I need to go and do a trip tomorrow, so I can't actually, you know, so I might get a phone call tomorrow saying, hello, Nick, you should be at work, Nick, why aren't you at work? So that might happen. I might just leave it on answer phone. I don't know. I'll see what happens. Anyway, enough of my personal nightmares. That was Kim Griffin. That was Lost in Wonderland. And that was a song I can't remember the name of now, but I'm pretty sure I told you what it was at the beginning of the track. Obviously, it's got a MySpace site. God. MySpace.com/LIW Music, as in Lost in Wonderland. Right, now, one of my favourite tracks of all time. Honestly, of all the tracks I've played on the podcast, this one coming up now is the one that I heard it, and like normally in the first sort of 10 seconds, I know if I'm going to like the song or not. Sometimes five. This one, in the first 2 seconds, I thought, oh, I love this, I love it. I know all about this track, I know all about this song, and it's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. And it's by a guy called Shinshi Kamatachan. He comes from Japan. And this is called Otakon Roman Days. And it's absolutely brilliant. Again, it's jumping around. We're just jumping around.
Keep watching. 地を新たにするために西の方へ行こう。景色が見たいってんならさ、東の方へ行こう。卵が買いたいっつうのなら南の方へ行こう。遠回りがしたいってんならよ、北から行っちまおう。君の知らない瞳がキラッと光った瞬間の時、そう知らないお金の舞台に遠くへ行こうよ。ぜ猛烈な心のギア上げて気持ちがすりゃ、高く指風を抱き君の愛を君の知らない今は何も覚めるだろう。きっと今より悲しい気分に落ちてしまうだろう。そうしたこと全て積み重ねられた時、僕が僕で君が君ではいか問われるだろう。そうさ、くたばる時まで男のままを追い求めようぜ。だから理解できないことに彼と時間を費やす。なしでない瞳がキラッと光り出したらさ、そう見らない歌でも歌いに遠くへ行こうぜ。あの距離行きたいと言うなら西の方へ行こう。そう景色が見たいってなるよ、東の方に行こう。もう卵が買いたいっつうのなら南の方へ行こう。隣がしたいってならよ、北から行っちまおうぜ。知りたい時がキラッと光り出した時、そう知らないお金を舞台に遠くへ行こうぜ。恍惚な心のギア上げて気持ちがすり合い、君は考えちゃうと鳴らし続けろ。
You are listening to Nick Tan's It's a Thing on Podcast.
Bless her and bless Shensei Akamata Khan. Now, one Akamata Chan, sorry, I'm very, very sorry. And what a brilliant, do you know what that track reminds me of? You know, like when you're a kid and you go and you kind of skid on your knees, you run on a shiny floor and you skid on your knees and you just jump around. I love that. Oh, oh, how good is that track? So brilliant. Now I was said at the top of the show, or I may have done, I don't know. What happens is, this isn't really like a radio show, you know, like you hear a radio show, and Justin Wayne does this. Justin Wayne, by the way, go to the Justin Wayne podcast. He does fantastic podcasts, really, really good music. He's an American living in London. He just sounds and plays brilliant stuff, and he sounds brilliant. And he also does a live internet it's not a podcast, it's a live radio show. He does it all live and he loves all the live stuff. And it's like, yeah, you've got to do live and you've got to do live. I'm not that bothered with live, to be honest with you. I sit here and I record stuff. And I'm recording, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm recording it. It's not live, I'm recording it. And sometimes, like in the last podcast, or was it the podcast before last? I can't remember. I muck it up. And so I just ditch it and I start again. Can you believe it? There's actually stuff that I say that I don't put out because I just think, that doesn't make sense. And sometimes it doesn't. And I know I ramble on. But anyway, that's all part of it. But. As I said at the beginning of the show, or somewhere through, or my armour, whatever, nearly all the tracks that I play are sent to me by the actual artist himself. And that's the way I like it. It keeps it nice, so I can actually communicate with the artist. I can I can talk to them about stuff. You know, I can get information from them. And as you, if you go to the website, I haven't made a jingle for the new website. I should do, shouldn't I? It's the isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. You'll see that what I've started to do is to link to their iTunes site, when you can buy the actual tune that I've played on the podcast, and also their iTunes site as well. That's what I just said. Their YouTube site, so you can see videos of them, etc. So I do lots of stuff for the artists, because I'm an artist myself. And that's what I think, you know, this is the way that I'd like to be treated on a podcast if I was the artist being played on the podcast. Because some podcasts, they don't even tell you that you've been played. I mean, the people that are on this podcast, I email them and say, you've been played. I email them and say, can you check that the link I've put on the website, you know, my website is accurate for you, etc., etc. And there's a green room for the artists where they can talk or basically just listen to me. I type stuff up and send them things and tell them all the new developments. Sorry, it's no cool past time. I could do another pint. And I've got two more tracks to play for you. One of them is me. Anyway, what was I saying? Anyway, yeah, Shimsei. Now, all the Japanese tracks that I play have been sent to me by jpmusiclover.blogspot.com. He writes a lot about Japanese music, and he sent me these tracks. So they haven't been sent by the artist, but they've been sent by him. Oh, what's that? I've got a jingle come up in the wrong place there. Leave it there.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, see, I'm not going to change that now, because sometimes I'd actually go back and edit that out, but I'm going to leave it there now, because I put that jingle there earlier on. I think, oh, I put that jingle there, and I've forgotten about it, and it's off the page at the moment. Anyway, that was there. This is now. So, yes, go to his website. That's JP, like Japan, jpmusiclover.blogspot.com. And he has got some amazing Japanese music. So, and he sends me the stuff. He just sends it to me. So I'm sure the Japanese people don't mind me playing their music and advertising how fantastic they are. He sent me a few others, but I wasn't really in the mood for them tonight. Oh, excuse me. I wasn't really in the mood for them tonight. I wanted to hear that again because it's brilliant. And I wanted some jump around music. Now this, it can be jump around music, but this is quite nice music. This is, well, it's all the music I play is nice. This is by the Cherry Blue Storms, and this is called Daisy Chain. Now, I've played their Gravity song before, which is brilliant. This is also brilliant, and one of the sexiest tunes I've ever heard. Yes, one of the sexiest tunes I've ever heard. And I shall play it for you now. And this is the Cherry Blue Storms, and it's...
Again.
Twitter.com.
At Twitter.com.
At
Nick underscore Tan.
Twitter.com.
At Twitter.com.
At Nick underscore Tan.
Twitter.com.
At Twitter.com.
At Nick underscore Tan.
Twitter.com.
At Twitter.com.
At Twitter.com.
Yes, come and follow me on the Twitter. I'm very fond of Twitter. Very fond of Twitter indeed. I'm looking at a book of it. Someone's written a book about Twitter. Isn't that funny? It's very interesting, actually, about the Twitter. Anyway, enough of that. That was the Cherry Blue Storms. And that was bloody beautiful. I love that. Just love it. If you want to find out about the Cherry Blue Storms, go to reverbnation.com/the Cherry Blue Storms. And just buy their music. Now, I know I've banged on about this before another podcast, but you might be listening to this podcast. This might be the first podcast you've listened to. And you might be thinking to yourself, what the hell is this man going on about? And well, you might. One of the things is, I am very interested and passionate about independent music. Having been a musician for most of my life, I listen to chart music and listen to stuff you hear on the radio. I'm bored of it, you know? I'm in my 40s. I'm not going to tell you exactly how old I am. Some of you may already know this, but I know. But my wife, very, very intelligent woman, says, don't tell me how old you are, because I just think you're an old git. But I got to the stage, and I just thought, oh, God, music, I've heard it all before. They have these bands, the new bands come up, and they go, oh, this is the next new... And I thought, yeah, but I've heard bands doing this, like, 15 years ago, and that were better than this. So, and these, they're just sort of, like, bad copies. And it just keeps revolving round and round, hearing the same old crap music, you know? And it's like, talk to people about hip-hop, because I love hip-hop. You know, I loved hip-hop for ages. And a lot of people think hip-hop started about 10 years ago. You know, they go, even less than that. You know, they think the hip-hop started last week. I've been listening to hip-hop for donkey's years. I thought rap started with Eminem. Oh, dear. And I got very disillusioned with music, and I just thought, oh, God, is there any life left for us at all? And so I started doing this podcast about a couple of years ago. And started getting into the independent music scene. And there is a lot of rubbish out there, honestly. I know I go on about this a bit sometimes, but I've been sent some rubbish. Oh, God, the stuff people send to me. Oh, please play this somewhere on your podcast. I think, oh, God, no way. But some of this, I mean, the stuff that I play is brilliant. You know, it might not be to your taste. It might not be what you like. You might not like what people do, but they do it very well. And I get a whole range of stuff. I'm quite getting into the idea of doing themed stuff. I am going to do an instrumental one. I could do a prog rock one. I've got a lot of prog rock being sent to me, and some punk as well. I've got a lot of punk sent to me, but I'm never too sure about punk. But I might just do one anyway for the pure hell of it. But anyway, I digress. The thing is that I've always been a bit of a rebel. I like to do things my own way. And it's possible nowadays to actually record your stuff at home and to put it up on the web so people can buy it. You haven't got to worry about a record deal. Fuck record deals. You don't need record deals. You can actually do it yourself. And a lot of people agree with me. They go, yeah, let's all do it. But very few people are actually doing it, supporting it by buying the music. Now, I'm not asking you to buy stuff you don't like. That's ridiculous. But if there's something you like on here, Have a look around. And if you're not on this podcast, listen to the other podcasts. I've done 44 of them. A lot of them are still available on iTunes. But get them while you can, because they are disappearing because of space problems. I have to keep getting rid of some so I can put the new ones up. But there is an archive site for that as well. That's on the blog and everything. But yeah, just buy them, because that's sort of like what we can do nowadays. We've got the freedom to do that. We've got this sort of revolution, this quiet revolution of independent music out there that we can actually pay for. We can go and buy it. I mean, it's you know, if you go, you'd quite happily, I don't know who you are, I'm sorry, but you might quite happily go to iTunes and spend, I don't know, however much you spend on buying an album. You can probably buy an album. I've bought albums on iTunes for about £7 or £8. I'm British, by the way, so I'm talking in pounds, in dollars. I don't know what it is, but you'll find that most of the people that I play on here, you can buy their stuff on iTunes as well, probably cheaper. Because we're not as greedy and we get more of the money. And some of us have got stuff on, and I've got all my stuff on iTunes because that's where a lot of people go. I've got a lot of stuff on Bandcamp as well. And with Bandcamp, you get better quality sound, etc., etc. But if you want to support what we're doing, and as an independent musician, you know, spread the word about it. And also, try and get your stuff out to sell. You can sell it on Bandcamp for nothing. You know, make it, you know, or if you want to give it away, please don't give it away. Don't give it away. Don't, why give it away? If you want to sell it on Bandcamp, sell it. Sell it for £1. Even if you don't want to have a big deal about it, sell it for £1. Sell your album for £1. Don't give it away. Sell the whole album for £1. Just get something for it. Anyway, I've digressed enough. I've done enough podcasting for tonight. I'm going to put this one to bed and I'm going to play one of my tracks. And this is from my first album called Life is a River. And this is a track that didn't sell very well. I'm not ashamed to tell you that. It didn't sell very well at all. And I thought, on the album, I thought it was the best one. And it's the one that I like the most. It's called Life is a River. And some of it was written, some of the words were written by a friend of mine called Paul Harris, who's not credited on the album. I haven't credited him on it. But every time I sell a couple of tracks, and I do sell a few tracks sometimes, every time I bung him a few quid. He's actually a Buddhist monk, so he doesn't actually have any possessions at all. But I donate some money to the retreat that he works at. So if you're a Buddhist, you might be. I'm not a Buddhist at all. I don't believe in anything. I'm a humanist. But if you're a Buddhist, or you know, you just remember Paul. Go and buy this. I quite like it. I thought it would have sold more. I thought of all the tracks on that album, this track would have sold the most. It's got I'm really proud of the guitar. I played everything on it. I'm really proud of the guitar solo. I thought the guitar solo was great. And there's a lot of people listening to this. Oh, I've got to purchase this and buy, you know. They didn't. But anyway, I think I've rattled on again long enough. So next week, there'll be some stuff, new stuff by Paul Lane. Now, what we've been doing with Paul is Paul's been coming by to my house every week and been telling us about the listings, the Hampshire listings. But I realise that that Stan in Indiana, who's sitting listening to this in his underwear, doesn't give a rat's arse about who's playing in Hampshire next week. He doesn't care at all. And Mitzi in Nebraska, she couldn't give a shit. So what we're going to do is we're going to do something else. So Paul's going to come in next week and he's going to record something else that we've been talking about. And it seems so obvious now. It seems so obvious. Why didn't we do this in the first place? But it's no more listings from Paul. We're going to be doing something completely different. I've also got some new stuff coming in from APOC, who emailed me today. And there's going to be some new features coming up that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be taking you to places. I'm going to be taking you to gigs. Now, I tried a few weeks ago to record some stuff from a festival that I was playing at, and it kind of went all right, but because I was playing, because I was involved in it, I couldn't concentrate fully on the recording part of it very well, so I didn't. So it's all a bit disjointed and all a bit all over the place. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you on a little journey to a few gigs. I think what we might do is an open mic. I might go to an open mic session with a couple of friends of mine, and basically you can kind of come with us, and I'll do a few little features like that, and a few features of other gigs and some other places. And also I've got another idea for a feature about cover bands, because what this podcast concentrates normally on original bands, people that write their own music. So all the people that you hear on this all write their own music. But I'm going to do a special little featurette on cover bands because I'm kind of intrigued by them. And I saw one on Saturday, when I was coming back from Norfolk in a place called Buckingham. And it was, your average kind of cover band. They were playing in the street. It was electric. They had a little marquee set up, or a gazebo, I think we call it nowadays. They had a little gazebo set up, and they were playing, and they were quite good, they're quite good, just sort of playing covers and stuff. They were sort of middle-aged people, and they were playing, middle-aged type covers, but also things like Madonna, Material World, and and then Mustang Sally. Of course, you've got to play Mustang Sally. But I want to talk to a few of those and get a bit of an insight into cover bands. You know, I think it might be quite interesting. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I'm going to be doing some more features like that. So it won't just be music. There'll be other bits and pieces involved as well. Who knows what it will bring. Anyway, that's enough from me tonight. I'm going to play you my last track, which is called Life is a River, co-written by Paul Harris. He kind of wrote the first verse, really, and the rest of the verses I wrote about him. How about that? That's why it all kind of ties up. So anyway, I hope you're having a lovely time. I'm having quite a nice time, and I'm going to have another pint in a minute as well. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be quite loose. I'm going to pour myself another pint, and I'm going to have a shower and drink my pint whilst I'm in the shower. So I'll leave you with that little lovely mental image, and I'll see you. Well, I won't see you. I'll speak to you next week. So anyway, bye. Can't let it out, can't keep it in. Life is a river, gotta jump in. Can't let it out, can't keep it in. Life is a river, gotta jump in. And I worry about the traffic and the fumes. And I worry, does it bother you?
Gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.